The Devotees of Shankar, by Krishna's Mercy. Quote, Tulsi says that one who abandons Hari and Shankar and worships ghosts and lowly persons becomes defamed in the end, like the son of a prostitute. Dohavali, 65. This verse from the Dohavali appears to present a contradiction. Lord Vishnu's devotees are famous to the world, thanks to the estimable and voluminous Vedic literature. Hanuman, Prahlad, Janak, Bhishma, Brahma, and Yamraj are some of the more notable personalities who practice pure devotion to God. They are known as Mahajans, or great people. Lord Shiva, who is also known as Shankar, is included in the list of Mahajans. He has his own devotees, many of whom are infamous instead of famous. If Vishnu's devotees are Mahajans and Shankar's not always, how can the worship of the two be put on the same level? Goswami Tulsi Das gives the answer. In the verse quoted above, he mentions abandoning Hari and Shankar for worship of lowly spirits and ghosts. He says this move is so bathed that the end result is a lowering of reputation to the point that it is like taking birth as the son of a prostitute. The prostitute may be innocent. She may have fallen into the lowly profession out of necessity. The son is also not to blame in that instance, but the fact remains that the reputation takes a hit. Why not mention Hari alone? Hari is another name for Vishnu, who is the personal form of God. When we speak of God's grace, His mercy, His kindness, His benevolence, His watchful eye, we imply a person. An abstract cannot do such things. An idea can't have attributes. Though He is Nirguna, Vishnu still has distinguishable features. This makes Him simultaneously Saguna, or with attributes. Those features are on display in the personal form of Vishnu and also in the non-different expansions like Krishna, Rama and Narasimha. Lord Shiva is in a unique position. He is not identical to Vishnu, but he is one with the Lord through devotion. One side does the worshipping and the other side accepts the worship. Lord Shiva is considered the greatest worshipper of Vishnu, with his form of choice being Lord Rama. Tulsi Das has the same preference, making Shankar very dear to him. Lord Shiva also carries out various functions in the material world. His most notable role is as destroyer. When the cosmic manifestation's time has come to an end, Shiva destroys. Lord Brahma then creates, and Lord Vishnu maintains throughout. Vishnu maintains everything and everyone, therefore he stands above as the highest god. Lord Shiva is also known as Ashutosh, which means easily pleased. Rather than have his meditation break to maintain attention on those who approach him, Shankar doesn't require much from his materialistically minded devotees. He basically gives them what they want very quickly in order to get back to his meditation on the names of Hari and Rama. When Shiva is worshipped purely, it is akin to worshipping Vishnu in the sense that there is association with a devotee of God. Shiva is also a founder of one of the four primary lineages of a devotional tradition. He is therefore a spiritual master, and worship of the spiritual master eventually brings the association of the Supreme Lord. Impure worship of Shiva is akin to abandoning him. It is like leaving the shelter of the spiritual master, who is always willing to guide his disciples. Leaving the spiritual master is like leaving Hari, and so the result is the same. In Vedic history there are many examples of bad characters who first worshipped Shiva and then abandoned him. Their devotion was not pure, they wanted something from the great god. Varakasura got a boon from Shiva and then immediately tried to kill him using that boon. Ravan got tremendous abilities from Shiva and then tried to use those against Rama. When abandoning devotion to God, the default option is to be devoted to something material. Just like you can leave one job for another, every individual is free to choose where they repose their affection. Even ghosts and spirits are potential candidates for devotion. The wicked-minded go to them to get some ability in black magic, which is then used for evil purposes. This is never good in the end, even though temporary gains may be there. Worship of Vishnu is so powerful that even ill motives in the beginning become purified. Therefore, Vishnu should never be abandoned. Shiva should always be respected as the greatest Vaishnava. This combination of respect and devotion will be pleasing to Tulsi Das, whose happiness will in turn please Sri Rama. God's happiness is our happiness, and so it is no wonder that the devotee automatically achieves the highest reputation. In closing, when God's happiness to see the same in you to be Shiva as highest devotee respect and worship Vishnu with nothing to expect. Abandoning four ghosts and spirits with a cost like prostitutes sun reputation to be lost. Make not the mistake, Tulsi's words heed. In Shankar and Hari everything you need.